The only one that I know, and we don't have that much time left. Hi, we're gonna say.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. I'll tell you next time about the only one that I know. Okay, we're gonna just switch. Nope.
He killed around 117 Palestinians and wounded 750 more as they gathered around aid trucks carrying boxes of flour. Israeli tanks and infantry opened fire every time people attempted to pull the contents from the trucks. A reporter from the scene also disclosed that the Israeli tanks rolled over many of the dead and injured bodies. This took place in northern Gaza, where aid deliveries have been lacking for months. According to Al Jazeera's reporting, people felt that it was clearly a trap. Israel's retelling of this massacre changed over the course of the day. At first, they claimed that the trucks were arranged by private contractors who were part of an aid operation that they supervised for the past 4 nights. Then, the Israeli military tried to pin the blame on Palestinians by saying that people were injured as a result of being crushed in a stampede when the trucks arrived. They also justified the shooting by stating that the troops felt threatened, but did not elaborate much on how the crowd posed a threat. Since October 7th, aid agencies report that Israel has been blocking and delaying aid deliveries, yet Israel continues to deny these allegations. And as of today, more than 30,000 Palestinians have been killed, most of whom are women and children. Black History Month wrapped up last week with a celebration of Haitian culture in Montreal. Katie Brady has more.
A group of women gathered in Côte d'Neige Tuesday night to celebrate Black History Month with a Haitian dance lesson. Hosted by Femme du Monde, attendees learned about the history and various styles of dance in Haiti and enjoyed a mini-documentary by Haitian Montrealer Nitze Matelier called Kaschen. Dance instructor Tika from Bouche Cow led the group through the Congo dance, one of several styles of dance in Haiti.
Workshops for me bring people together. It's exactly what Haitian dance do, brings people together, a lot of joys. I don't know if you realize, like, from the beginning to the end, everybody was laughing, the movement, everybody was working together, and it was a teamwork, too. I just love the ambiance, the fact that everybody is full of joy, you know? It's a moment that you forget everything you have, like, every problems you have outside. It's just about joy, dance, drums, learning.
Haitian dance, song, and drumming encompasses a wide variety of styles. They not only celebrate Haiti's rich cultural heritage, but also serve as a form of resistance and storytelling, encapsulating the resilience and joy of the Haitian people who practiced song and dance during colonial slavery. Attendees remarked on how much they learned about the powerful practice and about its current significance to Haitian Montrealers.
What really stood out for me was how the dance is really close to nature in ways like how they're bare feet and they like to dance on the earth. And it seems just very natural way of dancing and the beat of the drums.
Mais sinon, par rapport à l'événement d'aujourd'hui, le côté un peu plus historique que ma collègue a amené de la danse, je trouvais que ça a donné vraiment, ça a rajouté vraiment une dimension de comme comprendre un peu qu'est-ce qu'on est en train de faire puis la culture derrière ça aussi.
Krishna Pierre from Femme du Monde told CJLO about other events they've held for Black History Month this year.
Alors, en fait, ce qu'on a fait comme activité, on a fait un atelier pour raconter en fait l'histoire des Noirs ici au Québec et au Canada. Donc c'était un atelier qui a été fait dans notre espace même, à nos locaux. Puis par la suite, samedi dernier, le 24 février, on a fait un salon d'un jour. Donc on a invité les femmes noires, en fait, nos membres femmes noires, à venir se faire coiffer gratuitement par des coiffeuses. Donc elles se sont fait coiffer. Donc c'était une journée spa, détente, coiffure.
Malaika from Femme du Monde, a dancer herself, explained how powerful dance can be to bring people together.
Donc normalement c'est moi qui donne des cours de danse et relaxation à peu près une ou deux fois par mois. Puis j'ai trouvé ça vraiment le fun de voir une autre façon aussi d'enseigner des cours pour les femmes. C'est toujours dans le plaisir, puis je vois toujours comment les femmes adorent participer, puis ça, c'est juste comme très libérateur. Mais c'est ça, moi aussi, j'ai trouvé ça vraiment essentiel de donner aussi le contexte historique de d'où ça vient, les danses traditionnelles haïtiennes.
If you want to learn more about Haitian dancing or cultural events in Côte d'Neige, check out Tika's Instagram page at bougekow, B-O-O-G-K-O-W, or visit Femme du Monde on Facebook or on the web.
Good evening. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at cjlo.com. We are live from Montreal, and this is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam. I'm back after a two-week break. 2 weeks ago, I had a job interview. And then last week was, it was spring break, sort of. It was reading week. It's not really like a fun spring break. Although some people did fun things. I personally stayed here in Montreal, and it was great. Had four essays, you know, due right after the break. So that was lovely. Shout out to my professors for that one. But I've got some exciting news. The job interview that I had 2 weeks ago, I heard back from them today. And I got the job, guys. Ooh, I now have a summer job. Feels so good. I also enrolled in my last ever undergraduate courses at Concordia this morning during my morning class. Got all of the classes I wanted. Well, actually got one class that I was like been dying to get into since first year, which is Photo 201. Because I think there's only like 12 to 20 people in the class. And then I got into the other ones that I wanted to. So it's been a great day. Really eventful morning. Picked up my HelloFresh box, in case anyone was wondering. Got some good recipes, lots of mashed potatoes. I love mashed potatoes. I'm stoked. Do I have anything else to update? Oh, spring has sprung here in Montreal. Let me tell you, spring has sprung. Last week, 3 days of the week, I was wearing my vest walking around. Today and yesterday, I'm wearing my vest. I don't need a real jacket, just a vest and a sweater. Spring is here. There is no snow on the ground. There is sun. The sun is shining. When I get up at 6:50 in the morning for my 8:45 class, don't ask me why I get up that early. If I don't get up that early, I simply will not get up. So that's just the way it is. I like to have lots of time in the morning to do nothing but eat my breakfast and stare off into the distance. Pretty much. That is like totally irrelevant, and I'm just kind of ranting, which is fine because this is my show and I'm the one who's in control. So with that being said, let's get into the music for today, March 5th 2024. We're already into March. I'm unwell. It's fine. I have like a month and a half left in my last ever full year at Concordia. Feeling so weird, so stressed. I have so much to do in a month and a half, but that's not the point. Anyways, back to the music, which is why you're all here and why I'm here. Although I could just like literally talk for an hour. I love to talk, love to hear my own voice, toot my own horn, as people say, fuel the ego. Anyways, the first three songs, actually all the songs that we have for today are Canadian. I know that I think the last two shows that I did before the break was also Canadian music, but this is like we're going small, pretty much not all, but a lot smaller musicians and bands. So we're starting off with two songs by Pool Girl and then a song by Kay Trenda and Rochelle Jordan. First up, we've got Fetish Wear by Pool Girl, then we got Boy Destroyer by Pool Girl, and then Lover Slash Friend by Kay Trenda and Rochelle Jordan. That's kind of all I have to say for now. So let's get into the music. Up first, we've got Fetish Wear by Pool Girl.
Fetish Wear. Les productions Nuit d'Afrique présentent deux soirées concerts exceptionnelles à Montréal. Ne manquez pas une grande première, Sona Djabarté, virtuose de la Cora, le 8 mars à 20h au National, et Oumou Sangaré, grande voix de la chanson malienne, qui se produira le 21 avril à 20h au MTELUS. Pour profiter d'une offre spéciale, rendez-vous sur festivalnuitdafrique.com.
This Justin.
REVC is no longer on Thursdays. It's Mondays at noon.
Mondays at noon.
Music so good, you'll exterminate.
All right. Welcome. Whoa. My voice just went a little funky there. Welcome back. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal as per usual, and let's run through those songs that we just listened to. The first three songs of the night. The first three songs in 2 weeks. How exciting, how thrilling. All right, so we started off with Fetishwear by Pool Girl. This was released in January of 2024 on a demo titled Is This It? ? This is by a local Montreal band, evidently called Pool Girl. I don't know the exact origins of the band, but I know Gwenna, she's the bassist in this band, and she's a McGill music student, and I believe the other members are also McGill students. Boy Destroyer, also by Pool Girl, also released in January of 2024 on their demo titled Is This It? ? Then we had Lover and Friend by K-Tronda and Rochelle Jordan. This was released by K-Tronda in 2023. The single features two songs and two instrumental versions of the exact two songs. So if you liked that last song, you can listen to the instrumental version. The single is a collaboration with K-Tronda, Rochelle Jordan, and Channel K-Tronda is a Haitian Canadian music producer, rapper, singer, and DJ, and his music was raised in the Montreal music scene in the early 2010s. He had a historic night at Boiler Room. If you know, you know. And Rochelle Jordan is a Jamaican British artist currently based in Toronto. Up next, we've got Rebellion ? By Arcade Fire, Combat Baby by Metric, and Nomads by Isonabi. There was no pronunciation for this name that I could find, but I believe it's Isonabi. But let's get you guys going with Rebellion ? By Arcade Fire.
We used to leave the blue lights on, and there was a beat. Ever since you have been gone, it's all caffeine-free. Faux punk fatigue, said it all before. They try to kick at their feet.
Yeah. while you waited here.
Let's run through what we just listened to. We started off with Rebellion, open bracket Lies, close bracket by Arcade Fire. Now, this was released in 2004 off of their album called Funeral. Arcade Fire is a Canadian indie rock band from Montreal made up of a husband and wife duo and three other artists. And then we had Combat Baby by Metric. Metric released this song in 2003 off of the album Old World Underground, Where Are You Now? Metric is a Canadian indie rock band founded in 1998 in Toronto. Originally started out as a duo. It's now a full-fledged band. And then we had Nomads by Isanabi. Hope I'm pronouncing that right. This was released in 2022. Off the album called Waiten. I would pronounce it Waiten because there's no, like, that's just how I pronounce things. Waiten. It's W-A-T-I-N. To me, that's Waiten, but anyways. Isanabi is a multi-instrumentalist producer and singer-songwriter currently based in Toronto. He is OG Cree, so Ojibwe Cree. Sucker clan of the Sandy First Lake Nation, a remote fly-in community in the far reaches of northwestern Ontario. Up next, we've got... What time is it? Yeah, up next, we got three more songs before we're going to take a little ad break. We got Smoke Baby by Hawksley Workman, White Lights by The Rural Alberta Advantage, and Brother, also by The Rural Alberta Advantage. So... let's get you guys going with Smoke Baby by Hawksley Workman.
In your underclothes, you went out for a smoke. I call you in. Storm begins, your last breath of smoke you let out in the room. It makes a cloud like the grayest perfect blue. Oh, smoke, baby, more alcohol, baby. Cocaine in Montreal and back out on the plane, baby. An early flight will leave and on it will be me, yeah. I'll be half asleep. Comes and the daylight turns and runs. As the sun is setting, you'll be betting I'll be getting through. I'll find a payphone, babe, and take some time to talk to you. I'll smoke, baby, more alcohol.
never felt quite this close to hell. All this rock and roll, baby, only time will tell. But we're young now, having fun now, on the town now, get around now, it's fine for now, but someday we'll settle down. But not now, baby, smoke, baby, smoke.
Never knew the harm it took on you. Tonight it's such a hard night. Brother, my brother, you can hold it all together. Night brings night, where it's cold and dark forever. Fire lines are right, I never want to see the night. Why, oh why? But in the darkness, I'll be back with you. Brother, my brother, you got to hold yourself together. Alive. Now the darkness comes to me and it comes to you. And your final cry, there's a judge and I'm coming back for you. Now find your ally, where you sleep tonight, I guess is all you'll do.
Québec. Cherches-tu monde pour travailler cet été comme guide dans ses centrales et centres d'interprétation partout au Québec? Du monde qui a envie de faire partie d'une équipe énergique qui contribue à changer le monde. Du monde qui souhaite vivre une expérience inoubliable qui ouvre des portes. Tu aimes t'exprimer en public et tu cherches un emploi bien rémunéré? Joins-toi à l'équipe. Postule d'ici le 3 mars au hydroquebec.com/emploi-guide.
Autobeat.
Yeah.
Best in electronic music.
Let me know when you push that record button, baby.
Thursday nights, yeah. 7 to 9 on CJLO,
on right
1690
now.
AM.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful. Now you know you're the baddest motherfucker around here.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam, and let's run through what we just listened to. We started off with Smoke Baby by Hoxley Workman. This was released in 2003 off of the album called Lover/Fighter. Workman is a Canadian rock singer-songwriter who has garnered critical acclaim for his unique blend of cabaret pop and glam rock. He's also from Huntsville, Ontario. I've been there. I tried to do my G1 there. The system was down all day. But there's a food truck. Pretty sure they didn't have anything gluten-free, though, from what I can remember. It was hot. It was the summer. Anyways, and then we got White Lights by the Rural Alberta Advantage, which, just to let y'all know, they ain't from Alberta, okay? This was released in 2017 off of their album called The Wild. They are an anthemic indie folk rock trio from Toronto. Now, I don't know how much y'all know about the geography of Canada, but Canada's real big. There's like 34 to like maybe 40 people per like square kilometer or something in Canada. Like, we're big. Alberta's real far away from Toronto. I'm not really quite sure where they got that name, but geography definitely did not play a part. Because Alberta's like, you can't see me, but I'm pointing like up and way over to the left. And then we had Brother, also by the Rural Alberta Advantage. It's off of the same 2017 album, The Wild. Our last song for the night is Snowed In / Cruisin' by Joel Plaskett. Emergency, let's get to it.
Broken, but the motor's running. The radio man says it's
All right, that was our last song for the night. As per usual, you're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam. We are live from Montreal. And let's get into that last song that we just listened to. It was Snowed In. Oh, there's a hair. So sorry, there's a hair on my microphone koozie cover thing. That was Snowed In / Cruisin' by Joel Plaskett Emergency. This was released in 2007 off of the album Ashtray Rock. Plaskett is a Canadian rock musician and songwriter based in Halifax, Nova Scotia. He's actually from Lunenburg, and I was there this summer. It is such a cute town, but bring your walking shoes. There's a lot of hills. Good luck finding parking. Say a prayer on your drive-in. Hope someone is leaving, and eat the scallops. They're great. What else do I have to say in the last few minutes? Next week's show, as of for the minute, I will be here. We will have a show, but we will see as the Fine Arts Student Association, among other student associations, have voted to strike for a full week next week due to tuition hikes. In light of that, remember, do not cross picket lines. Nobody wants to deal with the outcomes of that. And if you do need to access buildings that have picket lines, such as the VA building, because there is studios, students have their work in studios, they post on Instagram specific times that they take breaks for you to cross the picket line. Everywhere else, just don't cross it, okay? On that same train of thought, Concordia is suing the Quebec government with issues having to do with tuition hikes and the Charter of the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedom and the Quebec Charter for Protection of the English Language Minority in Quebec and infringement on a bunch of other things, education, language, etc., etc. Keep up with that if you take any interest in the right to education, the future of this country and the rest of the world, because let's be realistic, no offense, old people, but the people who are in school now and who are going to school will be the ones in control of the country. So I suggest if you care about the future at all, pay attention. And if you can do something, do something, because education shouldn't be that expensive. It's a right. And yeah, I will catch you guys hopefully next week. That is all from me. And yeah, that's it for tonight. We're finishing. Let's see, 20 seconds early.